Meeting is being recorded and the audio will be posted on the city website. Anyone wishing to speak, please raise your hand and be recognized by the mayor and then state your name and residence.
Roll call.
Oh, roll call, I'm sorry. Juan?
Are you here?
Hi.
Gary?
Mark.
And Tony.
Tony.
We got your name up there.
Here. Yep.
Alright.
Okay.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, now we're going to the approval of the agenda, and I think we do have a few additions and deletions. I would like to add the MCFOA conference for schooling for our people. Here it is. I would like to add this to the MCFOA clerk's conference.
Yep. Under purchasing and personnel?
Under purchasing and personnel, and also we want to talk about the fireworks for 50 Lakes Days, and I think we'll add that under purchasing and personnel also.
Sounds good.
Okay, we're going to remove the quote for the cooler quote to get the cooler repaired. We have two bids right now. I'd like to get another one from Cross Lake Sheet Metal also.
Did anybody contact them then?
No, I was going to wait till Chad's back. He's been the one contacting, so I want it to be apples to apples as to what he's asking for.
And he'll be back after tomorrow. So I'm taking that off too. And then I think also I'd like to remove the sign from the agenda. I think we want to look at the design on that and stuff.
You got to change it though?
We might go back to the old one, our old design, instead of the new one that we've got.
I don't know if the lettering does blend in. I was thinking we'd like to change the coloring on it for sure.
Yeah, so I think we're going to look at this again next week or next month when we get some. Have a little better idea, I think, is where we're going with that. So,
and then if you wouldn't mind, I have a couple things too.
Absolutely.
Then could we add just under purchasing and personnel Zoom meetings? And then League of Minnesota City Safety Class.
League of Minnesota what?
Safety Class. It's a class they sponsor every year. I just want a blanket approval for all staff and council to go. They want. And then the handbook. The attorney did not have a time to review that, so he asked if we push it up.
Okay, so we'll be removing that.
Yep.
Right now also. So yeah.
Oh, from something for the lawyer to look at?
Yeah, we wanted him get our new lawyer to give us some.
Well, I'd like to have a quote to see how much he's gonna charge us to look at.
That's what we want to get from him.
He's gonna charge us $500 or whatever. We just had a lawyer look at it last year.
Right. I believe that's kind of what we're looking at is for him to give us a quote, and then if it's not bad, then we'll.
I think I've got that circle anyway.
Yeah.
On down the line.
So then I guess I'm going to ask for the approval of the agenda.
I'm going to like to make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I second.
Votes.
Roll call. Is Tony involved in it?
We'll have to do roll call. Well, we don't see her now, do we?
No.
Okay, then you won't need to do a roll call vote. Okay. Unless you want to, you certainly can.
Well, we'll just go ahead and vote then. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, passed. All right, now we have time for an open forum in case anybody cares to stand up and talk. Okay, that looks like a no. All right, now we're going to move into the consent agenda.
Well,
oh, whatever.
Are the employees at the bar charged when they eat over there? Or is that they get part of their...
No, they pay for their food.
They have, okay.
Yeah. Unless I'm wrong, I'm pretty sure that's how it works, yeah.
And it's full price, and even cans of soda and chips and all of that should be paid for.
We pay full price.
Yeah, that's all right. Very good. Okay, now we'll move on to the consent agenda here. And I'll need a motion for that. Okay, Juan.
Seconds.
All in favor?
Aye.
Passed.
Can we do resolution 2025-05? Is that, can we do that all in one with the opening? Because this just says he accepts the resignation and declare vacancy. Okay.
Yeah, it's all in one.
So I'd like to make a motion to pass resolution 2025-05, resolution accepting the resignation and declaration of vacancy of the city council seat.
I'll second that. Vote?
Aye.
Okay, now I think with that being said, we want to have our applicants for
council. Sure. So it appears you have three people here.
Okay.
You have five applied.
We got three out of the five here today, yep. So I guess I'd like, well, I suppose I'd call on everyone here. I'll just find my papers here.
Does she want to retry? She didn't think she did. The video is not working.
No, look over there.
I don't see that.
Well, you've got, Jesse is here, Belinda, and Randy.
All right. Well, I think what I'd like to do is have each one of you come up to the podium, state your name, and I'd just like to know why you're applying for this and what you're going to bring to the city for us. So, I guess first one, Jesse Poets, please. Yep.
Hello, Jesse Poets. Can you give my address?
Yeah, why not?
40442 Town Hall Road. I've lived here my whole life. Been involved with the city with a lot of things. I used to help the fire department when I was a kid, and been a bartender for the bar for the last few months. I used to work here a while ago, and I just plan to live here for the majority of the rest of my life, if not the whole thing. So I just like to be a part of it and help out where I can. Usually pretty open to be available for things, so if anything ever is special meetings and stuff for you guys, I usually will always be available. Sorry, take a breath. I don't have too much experience with the council portion of anything. I listen to you guys' meetings online sometimes and come in when I'm involved with them, but other than that, I don't really have too much experience to bring, but I hope to learn and help you guys out wherever I can.
Thank you, Jesse. All right, the next one up would be Randy Ziegler, please.
Randy Ziegler, 107-105 River Lane. Share a few minutes on what I envisioned with the board. What, backtrack up, I've been on the board for about a little over a year due to some vacancies. So got to learn the system and meet all you folks. And I think we've done some good in the past and need to proceed forward on that. So do you have any questions? questions or?
I don't have any other questions.
Leave it up to you.
Okay. Well, like I said, I got some experience when it comes to this position. I think we need to keep our finger on the pulse of what's going on in all of our departments, be it fire and rescue or liquor store or what have you. So it's a never-ending job, and you guys don't get the appreciation every day of the week. But all in all, I'd like to give another shot with that. And if you have any questions, feel free.
Thank you, Randy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the next candidate, I believe, is Belinda.
Hello.
Hi.
Belinda Urich, 43380 County Road 136 in 58, so just down the road. The Y is our post, and this is our hometown now. We've been here almost 5 years, and it's about time we get involved in the community, and happy to serve and help in any capacity. And that is my why. Why I joined. I am a current school board director, and I found that I truly like that. And city council is kind of the same forum, same decisions, same financial budgeting. I've done the whole year's worth of training on that. Loving what I'm doing with the school, and I'd like to do that for our city.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
We do have two other candidates, and I don't know what to do about that.
Gina couldn't be here because she's in training.
Right.
I think EMS training, maybe over at Breezy. And I don't know what Alex, I did tell him to come. But.
Right.
And certainly involve Tony in discussions. You know, she.
Right.
Unfortunately,
I wish she could vote here right now because this is kind of an important thing. And I.
Tony, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
I wish we could all have a say in this.
But matter. She can be part of the discussion.
Okay. I guess my question to the council: does anybody have any favorites or anybody that? Anybody they want to put up there first or have a discussion about? Or
I don't have any favorites first, but I'm kind of being the other two. I understand Gina's got other commitments with the fire department tonight, but I guess at this point I would lean towards Randy.
Okay. Tony, have you got any thoughts or comments?
I'm leaning toward Randy, too. I'm very impressed that we got that many applications for that seat. And I hope when it comes up election time that we'll have those people running again for office. But Randy's been on the board, and I'm confident that Randy's doing a good job. I'd like to see him continue.
Okay.
I'd like to encourage everybody, if you're not elected, please, in 2 years, get on the ballot, please.
Yeah, this past election, we had one person on the ballot for two positions.
Oh.
And now we have an open seat and five people.
I guess we've got two people that are kind of leaning towards Randy. I guess I'd like to call for a vote on it.
You'd need to make a motion.
Can we have a motion for Randy?
I make a motion we have Randy Zindler step into the council position.
A second. Second. Okay, vote.
Aye.
Nay.
Oh, Tony can't vote. So we have two ayes.
You were nay?
Nay.
Nay. No matter what I do, if I say, well, yes, but that it doesn't pass.
Yeah, no, that's the majority.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, then I'll vote yes.
Okay. So, motion carried.
All right, that's...
Randy.
Randy, would you care to step up and take your seat?
Thank you very much, Jesse.
I just want to
don't feel like you got to run out.
Everyone else
you can stay
here and apply.
Jesse, Belinda, please.
Yeah, please run next time around and...
Okay.
And it's just great to have this.
We had a lot going on with our board, but we had the superintendents all along.
Welcome back. Just didn't want to buy a name tag.
That's right. You're saving money already.
Okay, so now, let's see, new business. Okay, we go to planning and zoning, which is one. And I spoke with Bethany yesterday, and there's really
oh,
not.
Hold on one second.
I'm sorry.
No, this is me, Beth. I have to give him his.
Randy, stand up, please.
Could you stand, please?
You should get a Bible.
I, Randy Ziegler, do solemnly swear and affirm to support the Constitution of the United States, the Constitution of the State of Minnesota, and all the laws, ordinances, and resolutions of the City of 50 Lakes, and that I will faithfully and impartially discharge the duties of the oath of office of council for the City of 50 Lakes and the County of Crow Wing and State of Minnesota to the best of my judgment and ability. Say I do.
I do.
Or I will, I guess. Sign there, please. Oh,
another
pen.
No, it's got a cap on it. I ran into the same issue.
You guys got the new stuff. They give me the old ones.
Okay, thank you. Sorry about that.
Okay, now we'll move on to planning and zoning. As I was saying, I spoke with Bethany earlier. There's really nothing. This month, from last month, carry over. This month there's going to be a bunch of stuff at the zoning, and then they'll bring more stuff forward next month.
I really wish she was here, because doesn't Horvath have to get it out? They signed back up on the very last day of their CUP.
Yep.
Do they need a CUP again along with their building permit? Shouldn't there be the extra conditional use permit on that?
No, they did get it under the time frame of the initial CUP. So what they pulled is a permit for construction.
So that they don't need a CUP anymore?
Okay, so
what else?
Anything else for the
And these are notes that she's going to need, like that Gregory Thiessen with the 80 or 40 by 800 accessory structure. Doesn't she need a septic design on that also?
What is the size of the acreage there?
True, I don't know.
If it's over 10, I'm guessing she wouldn't need one.
Right.
Okay. It was just question when I was...
Could it be in the window? Septic design window? Could be. It's a good question.
I
think you should ask her that. Mm-hmm.
That covers that one.
Okay, then we're going to move on to parks, and that's Tony. You got anything there, Tony, for us?
I'm here. I'm really having problems with this, Doug. I think I'm not sure. And maybe just fill me in on parks. I don't have anything with.
Well, I know we got equipment stuff,
fencing, and some bids from Anderson Brothers.
Yeah.
We really don't have any options. Do we have to okay Anderson Brothers and if that's company tonight? Probably be best. I'll get it up the, and on people's books.
The first thing on here is splash pad equipment delivery.
Yep.
I just want to let you know that we did receive all the bare bones of the splash pad equipment.
Mm-hmm. Yesterday.
Which
was yesterday.
Yeah.
We didn't talk to anybody about laying the concrete for that.
They handle
that.
They take care of all that. We don't have to do anything.
other than fence and asphalt.
Okay, are you talking about the splash pad? Okay. So then I just want Jess to update you. I escalated the well and the drain field quotes to her to work on for me. I'll let her update you.
So for the well, we have a scope of work out to 4 well companies. I've had one that has sent a bid in, 2 that I've made contact with and they are sending their bids in, and then one more that I haven't heard from yet. Okay. With the drain field, we needed a design, and we can't get a design done until thaw, spring. So I'm working with Martin Joyce, and he's going to try and work with me to get use our old design and try and send it out to get bids. They wouldn't be completely accurate if the soil has changed or anything like that when he comes out in the spring to make a formal design.
Right.
So we're kind of on a standstill with that.
Was one of the well drillers you contacted, did you contact Runyon out of...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And yeah, so that stuff can't be carried out spring.
But I think her goal though is to get as close as she can so there isn't a delay in all this.
Yeah.
So at least we have the contractors.
I'm pretty positive the well we should be established fairly quickly at the next meeting. Hopefully have some bids for that so we can get a start date. With the drain field, I'm limited to when the ground thaws. So
So do we need a motion to...
Well, then she can fill you on the pickleball quotes.
So the pickleball quotes, I have 2 for fencing, for the fences around it. I haven't heard anything from is it Sports Lee that does the lines and painting? And then, obviously, Anderson Brothers for the asphalt.
And Oberg did our fence last time?
Correct, yes.
So... Man, I'm going to make a motion that we have Oberg, and for $26, they did it before, we just have them do our fencing again.
I would agree. He helped me a lot.
Have you discussed around the beer garden, putting a fence up there, maybe include that on the quote?
Well, this is two separate. That would be two separate deals. We've got this going through so that would have to be entirely separate and down the road.
But it's something they may give them a break on.
Doing
if they're
it
already here. It would be definitely something we should contact them and have them.
Well, and maybe on a warmer day we could invite John up here or take pictures and see what he can come up with. But yeah, this is all through the grant money.
Sure. Right. So that's...
Well, that would also be paid for by the par, would it not?
Yes.
So, but on the same note, like I said, they're going to give them a break because they're already here. Mm-hmm. Oh, I add 5 more posts and another 20 feet of fencing?
Right. So, yeah.
Well, we could, get a bid from them on it and see what it goes, and then we could vote on that the next meeting, I guess. And, yeah, because they ain't going to start anything by the next meeting, so.
And then I'd like to make another motion just to get
you didn't. Here. You didn't vote on the last one.
Oh.
Okay, so I need a motion.
We got a motion.
In a second, so we need a vote then. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And right after that, I'd like to make another motion that we accept Anderson Brothers' bid for $19,831 for the asphalt.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, I think that takes us away from the parks and brings us into fire and rescue. And that, Jesse?
Who would you like to appoint to fire and rescue?
I would like to appoint Randy.
Okay, then could we have a motion for that?
Can I get a motion?
I'll make a motion that Randy takes over fire and rescue.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Welcome, Randy. I just got a couple updates, I guess. We still have three firefighters going through firefighter one and firefighter two. That's a lot of time. But they're making it through, sounds like, all right. I think they'll be wrapped up at the end of March, possibly April. And then, which would be good, because we'll have three more certified people, so it should be really good. I signed the DNR agreement for this year. They had me redo the prices on all your rates and everything. And I upped the pay for the people. I kept all our rates the same, so if our people are more on DNR calls more often, then they're going to get paid more for there for longer. I thought it was more important to pay our people than it would be to pay for our rates and everything, so that's why I went that route on that. I went to our chief's meeting for Crow Wing County last week, and that was a good meeting. It was the biggest turnout they ever had, is what it sounded like.
Where was it?
In Brainerd. That was pretty good. I saw the chiefs inside there, and everyone kind of, I thought there might be a lot of egos in there, but there wasn't really, so I was surprised. I took the class in January. Kind of the same deal, a lot of chiefs in there. It was a good class. We're supposed to be getting a free AED from the University of Minnesota. I don't know if anyone's seen it yet. Have you guys seen it?
Mm-hmm.
But they're handing them out soon here, so we should be getting one here at some point. And the only other thing I had, I was going to ask for some money for gloves and pagers. I was looking for 20 pairs of gloves, for new pair of gloves for each firefighter, and then 10 new pagers to kind of update our pretty.
Jesse, how about all the bunker gear?
The bunker gear,
is that going to fall under our budget then?
That would be after the new firefighters pass there, for when they pass. That's in our bylaws to get them, then they get new gear when they pass. So that could be March or April. I just wanted to give you the numbers here so you can have a heads up, kind of, I guess, when it rolls around to there.
When that time comes, being that that is that, I don't know, Keith put that in our budget last year, or is that something the city is on the hook for?
We have some in our budget there for...
Well, what you've got is capital outlay, other equipment, $20,500. And then you've got $20,500 for capital outlay, other equipment, and then $10,000 for capital outlay motor vehicles. That would be $30,500.
Who is the 20 fall under?
It's capital outlay, other equipment, so.
Which could be falling under the company.
Which that, yeah, would be your gear.
How much is what you're asking for here right now? Do we add all three of these up?
I would be asking just for the gloves right now, which is $2,500. And then, you guys don't have to approve the pagers too, it's just something I'm looking at. I have to meet this guy still. I talked to him on the phone. He seems like a really nice guy, but I'd like to meet him before they actually pull the trigger on some of that stuff.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, because I'd be concerned about what are they going to charge for the program.
He said the pagers are, that's in the price, but the radios are not. I got a radio bid there too, because I'm looking for new radios too, at least to get some in circulation, but I got to see the unit and see how it operates before we even think about getting them, because it's different than what we have, and ours are way outdated from what he said, so.
One question I do have, Jesse, is with our purchasing policy, we are supposed to go out for more than one bid, but some of this stuff, I don't know if there are other places to get more bids.
I think there probably is. This guy, typically we go through Granite Electronics, and this guy is from Brandon Communications. He came from Granite, and he started this other company. And so I could go to Granite Electronics and get a bid from them, too.
That's, yeah.
You know, the way our policy is, we really should be getting any...
At least try.
Bids over, anything over, I think it's 2,000 or something.
Yeah. We'll do that.
Oh, if we could, that'd be nice.
It sounded like he was always on the radio end of it. When he gets, everyone runs Motorola's. And he said he can't pay for the name. And so he has some Kenwoods. That's what he was going to show me was the Kenwood. But like I said, I got to see it first. And I mean, before we do anything on it. So I can talk to Grand Electronics though and see for 10 pagers and what their radios are like too.
That'd be appreciated. The auditor likes that. Let me do that.
Yeah, you do that.
Okay. And the gloves are just standard through Great Plains Fire?
Yep.
Okay. So that you do, there is no requirement for another bid if you can't get them anywhere else?
Sure, sure.
So do we want to wait for a second bid on the gloves, or do we want
to? No, if that's just standard who you go through, I mean, that's basically, then no. You can approve the gloves, definitely.
I'd like to make a motion to, for $2,500 for the fire department to get more gloves, 20 pairs of gloves.
Second.
All
right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Awesome, thank you. That's all I got.
Good. Okay, that brings us to, let's see, okay, that's going on. Brings us to road construction and Mark here. And
Chad's not here. He wants to get a phone line put over there, which you look at, so where is that page?
It is a monthly cost for additional seat, $40 approximately a month. You can lease the phone for $8 or buy it outright for $185, which I would suggest is buying it outright.
So that's because there's already a phone line over there, is there not?
That's, it's off. So to turn that back, I mean, to have that additional seat for a phone, it's going to cost $40 a month. And if you have more questions, she's the one who's been...
So there's a phone line over there, but it's not connected to our phone lines. It's not something that we're paying it. It's just a jack in the wall. They can set that one up. We could go get a Walmart phone or whatever for cheap, plug it in there. The only problem is that he would only be able to make local calls. If he was going to do any long distance calls, then we would be charged for all of those long distance calls. I mean, I feel like everyone uses their cell phone, so a lot of stuff is going to probably be long distance. Then the other option is the seat. So it's basically another one of the phones that we have here in the offices would go over there. We would be able to transfer calls to him. We would be able to, he would be able to have a messaging system. So it would just be an extension of ours over there.
And that would be the $185 cost, or would that be the...
That would be if you purchase the phone, $185, and then it's going to be another, is it $40 a month to have that seat? So the phone hooked up, connected to all of ours, an additional
$40. So it's four, so we're looking at almost $500 a month.
A year.
Just for him to have a phone over there.
Yep, well, so your initial...
Could the Wi-Fi be updated? And what would that cost?
So I chatted with Dylan. He said that there is an option to have Wi-Fi calling on Chad's phone. Chad does have Wi-Fi calling on his phone, and it is set up, but it still doesn't improve any of the calls. Dylan kind of agreed with that and said it doesn't always help. He himself has struggles with Wi-Fi calling when he uses this at his own personal house. He can't get reception. And so he said that boosting the Wi-Fi really is not going to do anything if the Wi-Fi calling isn't working now.
Do you think it's a matter of a router closer? Not to stop you.
I'm just
trying to process this because we haven't had a landline in there for years.
I guess my question would be, for Chad, has this been happening a lot? I know he's been making more phone calls while we've been obtaining bids. Is it something that just happens in the office? Is it something that happens all over?
I never have a problem talking to him.
Yeah, But I don't know when we talk to him, when he's sitting, when he's
right,
in his office.
Has Dylan ever actually looked at his phone and been over there and tried to make his phone work?
Well, it's his personal cell phone, so they would have to meet up over there and see.
Right.
Well, Dylan's only suggestion was the Wi-Fi calling, and Chad already has that enabled. So that was, if it doesn't work now, it's not going to pay to boost the Wi-Fi anymore. So I don't know, maybe Chad is just experiencing this because he's had to make phone calls to get bids and sit at his computer and look at paperwork more recently since we've been doing some stuff, instead of just doing it on the fly when he's driving around or, you know, outside, or I don't know.
Right.
So that would probably have to be something maybe pushed to Chad. Is it in your office? Is it everywhere? Is it your phone?
I think that's a good idea, though, to maybe have Dylan
look into it a little bit.
I don't know.
And if he's just,
I mean, it's not that big a cost, but geez, it's like we're going backwards.
And if he's got, and for $500 a month, and if he's only got 4 or 5 phone calls, and yes, he should be on there putting out for bids this time of year, but couldn't he come sit over here and sit in chambers for half a day too? I mean, he's not,
I don't know. I really didn't talk to him about the whole thing, so.
And not only that,
I wonder if we should look into this a little bit more before we make a decision.
Well, maybe talk to him, if you haven't talked to him at all about it.
Right.
Exactly.
And the other thing is, I guess I would opt to upgrade the Wi-Fi over there because landlines are already dead. And there's only 2 of us in this room that have a landline. 3.
I.
4.
I don't think Chad was under the impression that it was going to be this big of a deal, because he said there was already a jack in there. Mm-hmm. And I guess he just assumed that we could plug a phone in there and, you know, get it wired up for $10 a month and it would be fine.
Right.
So I guess I would speak with him first and just say, is it just in your office? Do we need to have a designated time, a phone in here that you can use if you're making a bid? I mean,
and here's another thing. What are long distance rates? Because it's long distance call Manhattan Beach. I can call Emily all day long, mm-hmm, or Crosby, but if you want to call Brainerd or any place all across Lake, it's long distance.
Well, see, and that's the thing with this, is if we went with a leased phone, then we would pay long distance, but at the $40 a month, then we don't. Is that correct?
No.
No.
If you buy a Walmart phone, and you'll pay about $30 a month, but long distance on top of that.
Right.
But if you get a phone from Tremolo, it's free long distance.
It's all
included. Oh, so if we do the $5 or $8 a month lease, it's free long distance?
No.
Either. Yes, either. Either you lease it or you buy it.
Oh, the lease.
Still free long distance.
To add him to our current phone line as a seat so he's connected to us, is a $40 a month charge. Then we need to get a phone from Tremolo. If we're just adding a line over there, I believe that means that he would just have his own number. It's just a regular line. We'd provide the phone for him. It can be any Joe Blow phone that we want. That is the, what is it, $30 an hour, but doesn't come with long distance.
And that's the whole thing, long distance. It's been a long time since I've used that for long distance, but what are long distance rates anymore?
I don't know.
You could easily eat up that $30 difference.
Yeah.
Oh, if you get free long distance with leasing.
Well, he doesn't know any of this. He's gone. You know, because it's not a lot, but it'll affect his budget. So you might want to take it back to him and say, hey.
Well, I'm of the opinion that I think we should talk to him. Dig into it a little bit more before we go ahead on this. So let's put this aside for now, I guess. Okay. Anything else for you, Mark?
No,
okay, that brings us to the liquor store. Oh, let's see. The P&L.
Sorry to back up a little bit, guys, just for you reading this. Do we have pretty long distance with our phones here? Like if you call St. Cloud or whatever, there's no long distance charges for that.
No, the only long distance we have is for the fax machine.
Would it be $30?
We pay for each seat, so each phone that we have in here, the two in the bar, Bethany's, and mine, we pay $40 for each of those.
For each phone?
Yep, and we have purchased the phones, so that's not an additional cost, but then we have long distance, free long distance, we have, everything.
Okay, your P&L was on its own?
Yep, I got it. I found it finally. So, well, we're down 8,300, it looks like, 8,388 for the month of January. We're a bit better off than we did a year ago. There's $5,000 more down at that time. So, I don't know, it's not a great report, but it's not as bad as last year, I guess. Any questions?
I do want to point out, because some, you know, Juan's new, if you look, and so is Emily, at the P&L, our off-sale sales are down 2,000 from last year at this time, but our on-sale is almost 6,000 up. Which is great. Our gross profit last year for January was 44.6%. This year, 51.1%. And I think MMBA standard is they want it, it's highly recommended it's over at least 50%. Okay. So that's a good thing there.
So, yeah.
We did get a hit for professional services for auditor costs, which we didn't have last year. So that would have helped our bottom. And then I just want to say the spending, if you look down at the very bottom, inventory purchases, she's down almost $3,000 on that for the month, which is great.
That is very good.
Yep. And I'm not saying run it down so you don't have the product, but just to be very aware and watch
right. What
you're spending. Yeah. So.
Okay, staff report, I believe that would be Emily.
Yep. Not mine anymore.
Emily's kept the podium.
Okay, is this just all my stuff that I had typed
sure.
up that I just wanted to share with everyone? I'm going to start off with the Instaburger. If you guys received this copy from me. I've really tried to make a lot of improvements as far as quality and the food. I feel like we could really soar with better food than we offer. And there's just really no way around. The burger that we've been doing has, it's a pre-cooked frozen patty and it's been being deep fried, which just is dry. Nobody says, I love them, these burgers. I did take advantage of you trying to use the panini maker as a resource just to see if it was possible to use that piece of equipment to make a better burger, and that was a fail. Also, there's no grease tray as well, so I tried it and it didn't work. I did go over to the log cabin today. They have one of the Instaburgers. I talked to the bartenders about kind of how they do it. It literally took her under 2 minutes to make a hamburger.
Now, what's the most you can put on that?
So you could cook two at a time, unfortunately. But like I said, it takes just under 2 minutes to cook those two hamburgers. What she does do with the, if she only needs one hamburger at the time, she has a very small amount in a warmer of au jus that she'll just put that other burger in and she'll sell it. You just don't make a ton of them. I brought one back for all of us to try. I thought it was very delicious. I feel like we could definitely one-up that burger because we offer the toppings. We can toast the bun. She didn't have any way. They didn't do that. But, you could have a fully loaded hamburger, California burger. We could potentially do mushroom Swiss. options are more available to have that and just a better quality burger. The counter space that we do have will fit. This equipment is 23 by 16, and the counter space next to the auto fry is 33 by 23. So it would have to go sideways, but you know, when you go in here, you got the auto fry right here and this counter space here, and you have enough room, and then behind you is the freezer. So you certainly have enough room to go in there and make your hamburgers. There's no vent hood needed, so I believe the outlet we have is suitable for this. I have to double check with that too when Chad gets back, just for the electrical piece. But it had the same like three prong, I don't know, yeah. So it had the same outlet as we have that we had wired for this panini maker. I also swung into Emily Meats and asked them about it. I said, you know, I hear the log cabin gets fresh hamburger from you guys. Do you do a discount with that, you know, business side of it? And Tracy told me that we could get a pound of hamburger for $3.49.
Emily, is that patty included with the meat or separated?
No, so we would have to take the fresh burger, and I watched Michelle do it. She just kind of balled it up. She had a scale, but she's been doing it so long, she just kind of eyeballed it. They do 4 ounces right now, which I thought was kind of small. I think they would do a little bit more. But it would just be a simple, you know, preparing meatballs and then putting them in a container, layering with, you know, wax, and then dating and keeping it in the cooler, you know, and then just watching, you know, how, the quantity we're making, what we're going through, and adjust it like that.
Just a thought, and I mean, this is kind of getting off track a little bit, but could we make like little burgers, like the little shooters? Can
like
we make
the little like sliders?
Three? Yeah,
yes.
Sliders.
Yes.
Make like three on a thing? And
we could put it, yes, you could put
I mean,
that,
that might be something
smaller.
We could look into at a later time, too, so that, yeah. It just expands the use of it. So.
Right, so, yeah, I mean, it was delicious. I just would really like to, you know, be that place where people says, oh my God, they got the best burgers, and everybody comes from everywhere else to get a burger, so.
Does, you said you were in the log cabin, how big is their vent hood?
So they actually, so these are, thank you, but I almost forgot the pictures. So actually there's no vent, as you can see there's water pitchers hanging above the machine, and there's no vent needed. And this is the outlet that it was for. I mean, it was just super simple. And then if you go to the other picture, I kind of asked her, I said, why, you know, this is literally a trash bag. And essentially this is a metal hot plate right here, and then one on top with two prongs on top right here. So when you shut it, it essentially like plugs into this piece right here. So when she was done cooking these burgers for me, all she did was take a spatula, she pushed all the grease down up here, and it just went down in this trash bag. And then at the end of the night, they simply take this plate out, unscrew that plate, wash those, and then take the garbage bag and just throw it away. So really nice, easy, clean cleanup. There was no milk, because I was kind of curious. I was talking to Ann about this morning, and Jess, like, you know, you'd think these were hot, but she was actually like touching the edges of this plate with her finger, and there was no melting of the bag or anything. I was like, you know, they've been doing that for years, and I was a little impressed, to be honest. So, yeah, so that is what I have for Dan's to Burger. Just, you know, I don't think there's any other way to get a good hamburger quality, and really just like, you know, serving the hamburgers that we do right have right now. So I think that would make a big difference. We can advertise it on our menu, you know, fresh hamburger from Emily Meats, you know, cooked up per order. We'll talk about pricing on that later, but also at the $3.49 a pound for the burger, we're looking at more of a profit on that.
Does she need an okay on this from us? Or a
Yeah, when I looked them up, they were over 3,000, I bet.
Yeah, there is no cost on this, is there?
I just realized that, yeah.
Yeah, sorry. I think it was almost
1,000.
Just by naming it up, our burger game, because our burgers aren't...
They're not good.
Yeah, I think that's going to pay for himself, you know, not long.
I guess I'd really like to see a cost before, or what do you think? I mean, we should have an idea where we're going with this. The other thing is that I do want to make sure that that electrical connection is sufficient.
Yes.
You know, right there is what there. It's a 30 amp. I went into the breaker box and I didn't see any.
We don't have 30 amp breakers.
I think they're all 20. So, with that being said, we need to get an opinion from Bob to if we can use it. I mean, that Panini machine I think was a 220, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe when we first started talking about it, that the Instant Burger was actually a less voltage than the Panini maker.
Right.
Yeah.
So I don't know how that works in the
but I was, you know, the I think that is a 220. I think it is. So, you know, I don't know if we just, right now, as I see it, I don't think we've got the electrical requirement over there for it, but I think we need to look, ask an electrician if it's runnable over there, and then if we could get a number on this thing, it'd be nice, I believe.
Yeah, I apologize for not being prepared with that with my...
You could like even make like chicken breasts and stuff on there, couldn't you, or not really?
You know, I asked her if, you know, they made other things on there. I don't know. I mean, I don't see. It depends on what kind of chicken breasts you've got because of the thickness of it.
28.
But it also smushes it down, so.
Or 38.
You know, I wonder if there was someone I could call.
I just say that because I always like to see a machine used
multiple
for many things.
Yeah, yes, so. Absolutely.
So are you feeling like you wouldn't move on this tonight? I'm just found one price at
$3,893.99. Yeah, I thought it was close, when we talked about that, it was close to
$4,000.
I think
we're going to have our burger game for sleep. Like you said, electrical's kind of a...
That's really probably not that great big of a deal, but it's something that we need to... Definitely.
Says this cooks burgers, hot dogs, and sausage patties and other food in less than a minute.
Hot dogs, huh?
So if you are inclined to move on this tonight, then maybe just give her a budget. It's going to be a capital improvement, so
yes.
The good news is it won't hit her P&L. It'll go as a capital.
Well, you know, we don't have a decent hamburger here, and I've heard that so many times.
Everybody likes a hamburger, and...
Well, the good news is, too, is she could probably implement this now because it's a matter... I mean, it's probably easier steps than what they're doing now, or close to the same.
I think labor-wise, it's going to end up saving us quite a bit.
Yeah, it's probably going to be the same. It's not going to be anymore.
I guess I would like to make a motion that we give her a $4,500 budget in lieu of that. Part of that may be an update for electrical.
I like that motion.
I'll second that.
Okay, we've got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Pass.
Wonderful. Okay, I'm just going to run, I'll try to be mindful of your time. I just want to run through some things. Just kind of let you know things I've been working on over the last month since I started. The wings have been a huge issue. I'm still trying to like help, you know, get that situated out. But I changed our Mimi wings, which was of poor quality, and reducing the raw chicken coming in, requiring our inexperienced staff who are not certified or have the proper knowledge to handle raw chicken. I have new wings that I got in today that are really delicious, and I'm going to offer a boneless option as well. I'm working on a dry rub recipe as well as only giving out four sauce options. This change will reduced cost of the excess wings being prepared ahead of time, along with the products used to make the meat even nearer name. I spent some time in the last week going through the entire kitchen, ensuring we're following health department regulations. There was quite a bit of expired product I had to throw out. It was a lot. I just want you to know, as far as what we were sitting on, it had to go. If the health department would have came in, it would have been good. So, I'm working with staff on their knowledge of what they should be working for, looking for, you know, as far as like make sure you're checking the expiration dates. Once after you manipulate something 7 days, it's like I made homemade ranch, you know, and just made sure that everyone's aware of and dated. 7 days after that, it needs to be thrown away. Just to come up a couple other things that I just know from experience. I'm not food safe certified yet, but I will be. But I definitely have been just trying to make sure that staff is aware of that. I'm working with staff to encourage them to upscale, watching their pour measurements and offer new drink options, making drink options out of the products we have. For instance, the spicy pickle vodka was bottles that we had sitting aside for whatever event it was, but I made a delicious vodka to put in your Bloody Marys. People seem to be liking that. As well as changing up taps and offering more choices and increased sales. I've been working with Ann in advertising the bartender position, as well as contacting potential employees for this position. I have 2 interviews set up for next week. I am going to include Kim on these interviews, because as my lead bartender, I feel like she should have a say. You know, I want everyone to work together. I want a good group, a good team, stuff like that. Been minimizing some products that haven't been selling to ensure we are not sitting on old inventory, such as like some of the canned pop and some things that we were purchasing from U.S. Foods. I have a new soda gun coming with the Maliolo included on the gun. Not sure why we had a Coke gun. And why wasn't that on the gun? And why are we having to purchase 12 packs from the vendor and having that separate? So somebody's happy about that. I do make sure that every change I make, that I ask my vendors, I'm not being charged for this, correct? And they will tell me so. I'm working with Jess and Ann as an event committee, scheduling and planning events for this year. I believe Lori also is helping us as far as just making sure that we have bands lined up, 50 Lake Days, new events coming up, like the Let's Get Puzzled event, which hopefully is a hit. Just kind of new, seeing what we can bring in, different things that we can do.
So with that, may I?
Yeah.
We need to get people signed up. It's groups of 4, men, women, whoever, on February 22nd. We only have two groups.
Teams. One team, including myself with my family, that are coming up. And
us.
Yeah. So
come on.
Come puzzle with us.
Anybody.
So, yeah. Spread the word.
Yep, we got Mel. Well, Lori could be our 4th too.
Yeah.
So I organized and cleaned the storage shed, which is the trailer, whatever. It took me 3 days. Amy helped me with one of the days. It was a huge task, but I was able to efficiently get that taken care of. I know what's in there. Side note, we have a lot of things that we can put up for sale at like a separate table on 50 Lake Days. Things that we're not using anymore, signs, glasses, like glassware, stuff like that. And however you want to have those funds from the sale go to whatever. You know, I'm just like, let's sell it, make money off of it, instead of throwing it away.
How about the extra mounts that are back here? What do we? We have no idea who they belong to.
We don't know who they belong to. My idea was, let's take a picture of the group together, put it on the Facebook website, ask those people if they know what it is, if they want it, if they don't want it. At this point, if we can't find the owners, our options are to give it away or throw it away, and I'd rather try and give it away.
Jimmy
Goulet.
Right. Well, yeah. Jimmy Goulet expressed interest. He took some stuff we couldn't find a home for, so he'd probably come back.
Also, we do have the auger. Mm-hmm. Do we want to keep that up or do we want to take it down if
it's
in case?
It's older than you are, I'm sure, dear.
Oh, it's only 17 years old, though.
It's pretty old, and actually, that's probably what I like about it. It's
so the only reason I ask is because I believe it's the son or the grandson of whoever owned it. He wanted to know if we wanted to take it down, he would like it. But he would prefer we keep it up.
I don't have any room for it, to be honest.
Well, it went right next to the men's bathroom, between there and the jukebox, but that's facing the pool table. And it was fine, to be honest.
It's cool. I mean,
it's
a nice
fisherman, I think. I've had a lot of comments about
it. I only know of one other one that's still operating.
Yeah, that's kind of really a unique thing. I mean, you may not see the value of it, but we do.
If you want to put it up, put it up.
Okay, let's do it.
I'm okay with that. A couple more things. I did schedule myself one day a week currently to bartend, utilizing myself and cut labor costs. I will be scheduling myself for more shifts soon. I just kind of wanted to wait till I'm more of like, needed to know everything I need to do instead of, you know, so I could take the time to do that. But absolutely, we'll have time to go behind the bar, which, you know, we don't have to have other bartenders to come in, so that will save on that. I gave the approval of the liquor store reset through Dahlheimer Beverage with addition to a refresh on the mural above the cooler doors, as well as some signs and the front door glass etched logo. So as long as I keep that logo, we can have that redone. It's all kind of scratched and you know, there's also a Miller Lite etched logo on the bottom of the door. I would just like to see our 50 Lake logo on it. And
something, it'll be etched into the door then?
So it's just like a sticker, but it looks etched.
Oh.
So I believe that's what's on there right now. Okay. So over the years, it's been dinged, scratched, tape, you know, tape on. It looks fine, but not great. But one of my vendors had offered that they could do that, so. The proposal for the cook position, giving us more opportunity to expand our menu, be creative, and offer unique daily specials, profiting us more revenue. This position will allow us to cut the costs of our hired cleaners, giving the current bar staff their responsibility of cleaning the front of the house while the cook takes care of the back of the house. I am curious, though. I read the draft of the cook position, which looks great, but I'm almost wondering if we need to potentially make it as seasonal. Like, not all the way, but like, we do need to make sure that this person is well aware that your hours will go down in the winter because we won't need that. So there might be more discussion on that. I just kind of thought of that.
Would you like to, I mean, how soon are you looking at this? Probably spring, so we could wait a month?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. I think that it was great that we got the ball rolling on it. But yes, definitely by the summer, because like, and I haven't seen how we run in the summer either, but I hear that it's crazy, and so I think that'll really help. You know, we talked before about the specials and stuff that I want to do, so. And I've joined the CrossFit Chamber of Commerce as a member to ensure I'm up to date on local events and have the ability to advertise our events on their website, as well as any opportunity to come across for furthering my education for being a successful liquor manager. Cindy stopped in and talked with Ann and I regarding like the St. Patty's Day stuff. This is all new to me, but she also told me how to go in and create a member login, and I did all that stuff. I think it was yesterday I did all that stuff. So I will get more involved and learn more about how to kind of navigate all that.
Question about that. Is there any way, like, we could get in on the activities and stuff in Cross Lake? Like, a couple weeks ago, they had that chili or that soup deal. And,
yeah.
On the St. Patty's, or are we kind of too far away from them or something?
Well, we are. So, first of all, we're not able to do the soup thing because we weren't in the city. I think that's what Cindy had
said,
right? We
have to be in that zip code.
Yeah, the zip code.
Oh, all right.
However, though, being, for us being a member, when I say I just mean, like, us as a member, I have the ability to go on and add all, I believe that's my understanding. I have the ability to go on and add all of our upcoming events. So when anybody searches, you know, the chamber, if everybody goes on that website and they see, you know, all our businesses advertising what they have going on, even like our bingo and meat raffles and other events, I will be able to add to that.
And we do get to then get, are we on? No. Are we on Blinky Button?
Yes, and we did say yes to the Blinky Button raffle tickets, and we decided that we're just going to do $1 off a pizza if you have a Blinky Button. And then I donated a gold flannel and a black beanie for a over $50 prize raffle. And then also to the Pot of Gold, I donated one of these bottles of
Minute Maid,
13.9% alcohol that we've been sitting on forever as part of the prize too. So we definitely got involved in that, and we do have more conversations to have about like St. Patty's Day and stuff. But also, I mentioned this to Andy. I have a request for one of the guys in the fire department to just do a small training demo. You know, I noticed we have an AED, I think that's what it's called, right? AED. And a resuscitation device, and I'd like my bartenders to just kind of be familiar with those machines and how they work. I would hate for to have an emergency at the bar and our bartenders just kind of standing around not knowing what to do, especially when we have it right on the wall. And he said that we've done that in the past. Not looking for anybody to be certified, like CPR certified, great. Well, but just as a demo, you know, like be familiar with it. Don't be scared of it.
Jesse, have you got something to add to that, please?
I just got an email back from Rex from North Point, and he said you'd be happy to show up here and give the employee the CPR certified AED class. He said for 10 plus people, it's $75 a person, and less than 10, $85 a person.
Okay. And
on that same note, I was approached by two residents in the last couple weeks, and I brought it up to Keith. I haven't brought it to you yet. The CPR training we last did is now expired. So actually, we should probably look at doing one of our
new class.
Maybe next month or the month after, doing the full CPR. And on that note, any bar staff or resident, it was open for resident, and there were several residents came last time also. So
we did it a couple, few years back and at the city of Cross Lake, and there was no charge.
Well, I think what it was is they picked up the cost.
Oh.
That's probably it, yeah.
Oh.
And I don't know if, we can do, being certified and all that costs money, but... And it does say on the box that trained professional use only, but like they have those in public places. I've seen them on the side of the road before. Is it something we can just be, get familiar? This is what this is for. If you have this going on, this is what you need this for. In the meantime, until first responders arrive, instead of having
it's self-explanatory.
Doesn't the machine talk to you?
It does.
Yeah, it tells you.
Just to have someone come and open it up and show people so you know what it looks like and stuff like that. It's just kind of, thought. So
when's your next employee meeting? I think that would be great.
What was that?
When is your next employee meeting?
We just had one, so I haven't set up another one, but I can definitely be in contact with you about that.
Just let Jesse or myself know, and somebody will come up and open it up and show you. It's all voice prompted. It's pretty basic, simple. And a lot of times they teach CPR anymore. In today's day and age, if you choose to, you don't have to breathe. You just have to get it.
Compressions.
Can we talk more about that then?
Absolutely.
Through email? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. That's all I have. And then also we're just going to be closed for painting to finish up the bathroom painting on the 18th.
What's wrong with the paint in the bathroom?
So the paint that they use in the bathroom causes people are washing their hands and they go to the towel dispensers. It's making lines from the water run down the wall.
It was a special paint to begin with, was it?
They should have. That's
what it was. It was an epoxy. So they're going with the whole different.
Are we
going
to be charged? We'll give our sweatshirts back if they want.
No, we're not being charged for it.
I was going to say, I was hoping I'd be in charge for that. So, but
Then you have on the agenda, I should have went over this with you, the revisions to the pouring policy. We need to have that approved.
Oh, yes.
Up there.
The revision to the pouring. So when I went there and started, just as far as A standard drink, to contain 1 1/4 shots, that could be completely misconstrued. So just putting it out in words, 1.5 ounces. And then as far as using shot glass, it should be like, it should say like a jigger, because that has measurements on it, and a shot glass doesn't.
Oh, so do you want that to say?
Yeah.
Using a jigger?
A jigger. Using a jigger, because that has, it's like a measuring cup. And then also, I need to work on this too. We don't even have a comp button, but the difference between voiding and comping, voiding is, you rinse something up the wrong way, and it wasn't made, okay? So it's not affecting your inventory list on the back end. But if you make, so then voiding something, like you rang in the wrong drink, but you didn't make it, okay? So then you could void it. But, so if you make a drink, and you already made the drink, let's say, or food, and it's already been made, you still want to, keep track of that in the back end and inventory. Mm-hmm. So comping it, then, at the end of the month, you take a look at, you're kind of seeing more of where your money and your inventory is going. I don't have the most professional way to explain it, but, it should still be rung up. So, at the end of the month or something, you can say, okay, there was this many birthday drinks comped. So then you can kind of account for your inventory being lower than what it should.
Yes.
Is kind of my understanding. So the comp button is something I got to work with, and that involves numbers, and I'm not really good at that. So.
Have you talked to our POS? We have a contract to get
it. Yeah, I've talked to him a few times just in trying to get in and try to get knowledgeable of how the whole back of the house works, which I am comprehending it as it's coming to me and as I'm doing it. I'm a hands-on person. I got to be in there doing it. The guy that we have, he goes through it and he's swinging his mouse around, and so I'm kind of just sitting there okay, so that I just gotta kind of figure. I don't know if there's
Have a favorite, or just us. She's gonna start working with Sherry, who's patient.
Yeah, I should be like, I need to talk to Sherry, not Doug. So, and I do need to bring up the whole comp thing and bring that in. So, that was.
Would you like this approved tonight then?
Yes.
With the addition of using a jigger instead of a shot glass?
Yes. And.
So we made a motion.
It's J-I-G-G-E-R. Okay. So that's how it's spelled. And you could just say comped, not comped.
So we need to change this a little bit before we accept it, or?
No, we'll get it. Just, if you just.
Oh, I would like to make.
The gist of what we're talking about. Yeah.
All right. I'll make a motion that we pass the overpouring policy for the bar and bottle shop.
I second. Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed.
Perfect. Did I have anything else? I think that's all I have for you guys. So, thanks for your
time. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Are we going to work on that cook description a little more, or do we want?
Not tonight.
No. So we're going to let that go for now.
Yeah, actually, I got some. Is that person going to have to have a food safe certificate also?
Absolutely.
Is that something any cook has to have anymore to cook in?
At least one person in the kitchen has to have it. But definitely hugely recommended for this. And if that means me not going.
No, we should have it.
I should have it, so okay.
So, and on that note, I guess I would like to see yourself and pick another bartender at least to be food safe.
Kim is.
So Kim is right now.
Kim is? Okay.
Yeah.
And I believe she's good. For, yeah. For
like she just did it.
Yeah.
This past year, I thought.
Yeah.
All right. Then I think that moves on to purchasing personnel, and that's me. So we have some changes to the handbook. We're putting that on hold right now.
Yeah, I'd like to see a cost of what he's going to charge.
Right. So, and then we're looking at purchasing a new sign. I think we're going to put that on hold for right now, I believe. I think we need to look into that a little further. Okay, we need the approval to release Juan Cabrera as part-time cleaner.
I make a motion to release Juan Cabrera as part-time cleaner.
I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Passed. Okay, then we've come to the raise. And we're going to go with merit raises this year. Let's see. Where's my right here?
So, and the sheet we're looking at, we're just going to go with Emily just got hired, so they're not there. Giving Kim Kuth, Tuchek, Lisa, and then Ann, Jessica, and Greg Booth, all merit raises of what? 2.5%?
2.58%.
Because everybody else got a minimum wage bump, which was more than that.
Yep.
It was actually the same. The minimum wage was 2.58.
Yep. Okay.
Oh, wait,
okay,
is it
so
2.58 or 2.85?
2.58. That's relevant.
Okay. Okay, so I think Mark made a motion on that. Can I get a second?
Second.
We have a second. All in favor? Or discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
I don't even know if she's there.
Let's see. Let's see, and then we've got a Zoom safety class, is it?
Okay, so first thing, I just wanted to FYI that council is only allowed to Zoom 3 meetings a year. So Tony's not actually Zooming. I mean, she's not voting, because this would have been her third. You know, you can only vote 3 times in a Zoom meeting a year.
Per season, per year.
Yes.
I thought we changed it to 2. But
it started at 1, you went to 3. So, because she can't get in tonight, she'll be allowed to at the next meeting. That'll be her third. I just wanted an FYI for that. Then I'm looking for approval. The League of Minnesota Cities offers a $20 class every year. So I would just like all city staff, that includes you guys, everybody, approval to go if they want to.
All right, so then we want a motion on that.
Please.
So I'm going to ask for a motion on the safety classes that all the employees of the city can go to. A motion on that, please.
I'll make that motion.
Okay, we have a motion and a second.
A second.
We have a second. Vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
If you don't mind, I'll just keep going down. The MCFOA Clerks Conference is in Brooklyn Center this year. It's from a Tuesday to a Friday, March 18th through the 21st. Jess and I looked at it. I would just appreciate, we won't both go because the office wouldn't be covered, but just a blanket approval for one of us to go. And the class is $395, so it'd be the class, lodging, and mileage and our salary.
I would, yes.
I make a motion that one of our two clerks go to the MCFOA conference and covering mileage and lodging.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Then I just need a discussion or just a motion on fireworks. We have had fireworks now.
All right, now, we need a motion on accepting fireworks for 50 Lakes Day. We were going to up that a little bit, I believe.
It's been at 10,800 the last couple of years. They have not upped it and given us the same show every year. They're seeing increases in their products, but we haven't felt it yet. They wondered if we would up our budget a little. I added 10%, so we split it three ways between the city, the bar, and the fire department gives a donation. So I would like to see, well, and then the insurance is $250.
I know in the past years, I think all of us have each given $4,000 apiece, and I'm thinking maybe could we ask for all departments to give $4,200? Is that...
Because it'd be a total of about $12,130.
And then that would cover insurance, the show, you know, I'm sure the cost of the show has gone up a little bit, so...
We don't have a lot in our budget.
Okay.
So are we going to have...
We're going to be very conservative on our end. We would like to help, but speaking in behalf of the fire department, it was two of us, three of the four of us in here, we'll let you know.
All right.
So if the gambling's off the charts, you'll help.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's something.
It's some advertising out there.
That's something they wanted to dance around sooner than later, or?
I think, can we?
I guess I.
Do you want to commit to that day? And if they're not going to cover it, it's then 50-50 for the bar and the city.
I would like to still cover it. We just.
We just don't know if we can cover all of that.
Okay.
We will cover what we can.
Okay. Everybody wants to see fireworks still?
Oh, it's so good. It's
if anybody hasn't seen it, they're missing out.
Yeah, they put on a heck of a show over here.
They really do.
Yeah, it's a nice addition to the date.
So,
did we move the date?
It's the third Saturday of June.
It's the third of June?
The third Saturday, I think it's the 20th.
Is there any kind of fundraising event that we could...
You go for
throw
it.
Throw for raising
money
for the fireworks?
Maybe you put a big jar on it. Put a big jar on the floor and say, anybody want to donate to help with fireworks?
Yeah.
They do that for Emily Day.
Really?
Every business, I mean, there's not many businesses here, but every business has a little can, and then they come collect before the... Emily Day and all that goes into the fireworks fund.
Well, definitely something to think about.
Well, and you have two young parents here. Maybe they have ideas. Charter school, Cross Lake Charter School. Golden Eagle Golf Course. I don't know if get Aaron over here who manages the golf course and say hey.
To ask for donations.
A lot of people go through there with a lot of money.
We're going to have him over here. When is it? March? On the 2nd of March?
The
3rd
of
March.
With Aaron from Golden Eagle?
Yeah. I think he was groundskeeper now, I think.
He's managing the
real good guy.
So I would just need a motion that, yes, you want to have fireworks with a budget of, what did I say?
Well, let's before we set a dollar amount, let's let them come back. Or do we want to put a dollar amount just strictly as a guideline if they're a little bit more?
Well, we could probably wait just so you commit. And maybe,
can we hold off another month?
Well, that's what I said. We need to confirm with them if we want to get on their schedule.
Right.
They do know the date and it's fine.
Okay.
Yep.
Do they have a suggestion of
could you guys what just the do cost a motion for the bar and see 10%. Cover the cost and then whatever the fire department can? Do you just take it off the cost from the bar in the city? So I mean, you guys are donating the money anyways, aren't you? Like we're not
let's just do it.
I guess I'm fine with it. It's something that I know we really want to do, so I think we can make it work.
And just up to $12,600.
I'll make a motion that we spend $12,600 on fireworks for 50 light sticks. That's it.
And we'll say insurance in there too.
And that's with the insurance in there also. We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
unfinished business. Not that I'm aware of. Anybody here to stand up and say anything? Yeah, we got an open forum.
Yes. Quick question, as a city employee, where's our employee party?
Oh yeah. Don't look at me, I came in after that. I did have a suggestion with the shirts, but it doesn't really count for council. And,
yeah, we've got to do something about that.
Can we just name it Polo Sunday? I mean...
Now the football's over Sunday, so I think it's 3 to 5.
It will be, because in the past, I'm not saying it has...
No, well, what to do?
I mean, you were just gonna go over there to the bar or something. I thought I didn't understand.
Yeah,
the
bar. Yeah. I'll call in the next day. Just kidding.
Typically, a potluck, isn't it?
Typically in the past, yeah, we've done a potluck. We have $250 we can use on the party, and it's a recognition of all city staff. So it's fire, council, PZ, everybody, and we can use $250 on anything for it, but not alcohol. So, well, I say if you guys want, pick a Sunday right now with Emily, and let's get it going, or we're never going to do it.
Right.
Because this snuck up on me. Jesse had suggested the Sunday after Super Bowl. Well, here we are.
What do you spend the $250 on if everyone's doing a potluck?
We could have food catered in.
Okay.
Or we could pay the bar.
Potluck booze there.
Oh.
Yeah, what about the drinks though? Normally it's
no. I mean, you could probably, per consult, you could probably do happy hour pricing or something.
How about doing like March 9th, which is daylight savings time? That's 3 weeks, 4 weeks out, 3 weeks out.
Belinda said it's spring break.
Sorry.
Spring break time.
Is that spring break?
Lots of families will be around
so
there.
So they were probably busy, huh?
Well, we're not. Cross legs. Not that I'm coming to this, but a lot of families are gone because it's spring break, so.
So would it be a good time to have it
yeah.
and close the bar that evening? I mean, not that yeah. we pull in a lot of families, but
right.
we just don't want to affect the bottom line of the bar.
Do you say March 9th?
Mm-hmm. Depends on your employees if they're around during spring break.
Oh, true. They might, yeah.
Yeah, maybe Jess is going to Florida.
And well, your kids will be on spring break, too.
They go to their grandparents. That's not anything fun.
Okay, anybody?
Is that good? Or?
No.
We,
we can throw that.
Oh, so the Florida was a joke?
Well.
Oh. The Florida comment was a joke?
Is that what you want?
I got to be here.
Sounds good to me tonight.
Okay, let's make a motion.
So March 9th?
3 weeks. I'm already hearing earlier, what is the team thing you were looking to sign people up for?
For the video.
Oh,
puzzles.
Oh, Tom, I thought we were talking about the
team. They're having like a puzzle.
Let's get puzzled. It's put together a 500-piece puzzle as fast as you can, a group of four.
Well, that's stressful.
Really?
Okay.
I mean, not as fast as you can. I want them to stay in
the ring. That's the relief.
It comes with drinks.
What is that?
Your team buy drinks.
February 22nd at 2 p.m. Seriously, we've got it.
Is
people signed up.
Yellow going to be on tap?
Yes.
Straight up. Melody.
February 22nd, 2 p.m. It's free to do it. We provide the puzzle. You bring three people with you.
Okay, yeah. Maybe we have an adjournment here.
Make a motion to adjourn.
We didn't make a motion for the party.
I'm sorry. We need to first make a motion for the party. Make a motion to do an employee party on March 9th at 2 p.m. I second.
Sure.
2? Okay.
New intro.
I'm calling in
2 7.
Throwing it out there.
Yeah, do we have to work the next day?
Okay, the motion is
March 9th
at noon?
2 p.m.
2?
2 p.m.
2
p.m. I think Juan's got a second on that. So, all in favor, I believe?
Aye.
All right. Okay, now
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
I don't know.